there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Eddie Alvarez didn't grow up with dreams of making the Summer or Winter Olympics. He's from Miami. He may not have even understood winter as a concept. Alvarez's unique mix of talents has him on the verge of history. In 2014, he won a silver medal in short track speed skating. This year, he'll go for gold in baseball, which is back in the Olympics for the first time since 2008. If he cracks the podium, he'll become the first man to medal in both the Summer and Winter Games since 1936. It's one of the most improbable stories the Olympics has ever seen. It's so improbable that even Alvarez doesn't seem to believe it.
It's always been a running joke between my family after the skating Olympics. What if I made the Olympics for baseball? But never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would have this opportunity and this chance and this honor bestowed on me to represent the USA one more time at the Olympics in a different sport.
There's nothing more mind-boggling than athletes who are elite in multiple sports. There's a reason why people still rave about Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders, but their paths feel downright conventional compared to Alvarez, the speed skating second baseman, the icy infielder, the man of all seasons who went from blades to bats. No one has even thought to attempt what he's doing. Alvarez isn't just the greatest two-sport athlete you've never heard of. He's the most unlikely two-sport success story ever. And the Tokyo Olympics could forever cement his place in history. This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day. Becoming a two-sport sensation. The Summer Olympics celebrate every type of sport. Running sports, water sports, fighting sports, team sports with a ball. The Winter Olympics celebrate a bunch of different ways to get down a snowy hill. I can't believe that we consider these equal. The Summer Games feature about 11,000 athletes in 50 different disciplines. The Winter Games feature about 3,000 athletes in 15 different disciplines. Winter events can only be played in cold locations at certain times of the year, eliminating roughly 3/4 of the world for medal contention. The Summer Games are clearly superior. An opinion I will obviously revisit if we do the Ringer Guide to the Winter Games. But let's say you wanted to compete in both the better Olympics and the worse Olympics. The bobsled is the easiest path to do that. Because only one of the riders in a four-person bobsled is responsible for steering, the fastest athletes from other sports are often recruited to push the sleds. Team USA's Lauren Williams won gold in 2012 as a sprinter in the 4x100 relay team and then won silver in the bobsled 2 years later. She's the most successful sprinting to bobsled convert. The most famous, of course, are the guys from Cool Runnings.
20 years ago, you came down here to see if you could make a Jamaican sprinter into a bobsledder, and you never got that chance. Look at me, Mr. Blitzer. I'm your chance.
The other go-to path for competing in both Olympics is cycling. Cyclists have huge leg muscles that help in speed skating and cross-country skiing. Of the 136 athletes who have been in both the Summer and Winter Games, 64 were bobsledders and 32 were cyclists. That means a whopping 70% of all crossover Olympians took one of these two paths. 8 athletes in the Tokyo Olympics have previously competed in the Winter Games. 4 are cyclists. A 5th is a snowboarder competing in skateboarding. The 7th is Pita Taufatofua, a Tongan Taekwondo competitor who's known for oiling up his body during the opening ceremonies.
Mike, he became instantly famous for going shirtless in Rio. He repeated the feat in a chilly, chilly Pyeongchang because he's a double threat. He's a summer, winter gamer.
The 8th is Eddie Alvarez, whose journey is so unusual that it makes playing in the Super Bowl and the World Series seem normal. It shouldn't be possible to be a top-tier speed skater and a Major League Baseball player. The sports are too different. One requires world-class leg power. The other requires world-class hand-eye coordination. So I asked Alvarez, what are the commonalities between the two?
It's funny because the best answer I could come up with after all the years of answering that is we turned left. And that's probably about the only thing that's similar. But either way, the competitive spirit is still there, man. Skating has prepped me so much for this baseball world. And, you know, and vice versa, growing up, like the competitive spirit never dies in these sports.
As a kid, Alvarez used to roller skate on the beach in Miami. One day, a coach saw him and convinced him to try competitive skating. But inline skating isn't in the Olympics, so he moved to the ice. Alvarez went on to make the 5,000-meter relay Olympic team that won silver in 2014. That journey from South Beach to Sochi is absurd enough on its own. But then Alvarez quit skating. Baseball was his first love, and he wanted to give going pro a shot. After spending 6 years in the minors, he made his major league debut with his hometown Miami Marlins in 2020.
I grinded my way to this opportunity just to get to the major leagues alone in my situation. I mean, I was a non-drafted free agent, signed for no money, and I basically had to play my way through the system because they could have easily just been like, all right, thanks for the story. We had an Olympian in our organization, but truth of the matter is that I worked ass off. And I grinded my way through the system and I outplayed everyone around me.
Alvarez was better at speed skating than he is at baseball. He was one of the top 2 or 3 skaters in the United States and one of the top 20 or 30 in the world. While Alvarez is part of the Marlins organization, he spent all of this year in the minors. But that worked in his favor. Olympic baseball takes place during the MLB season, and the league doesn't pause to allow the sport's best players to participate. So Team USA's roster is made up of a combination of prospects and players who are past their prime. When the opportunity to play in Tokyo presented itself, Alvarez jumped.
It was our assistant director of player development that gave me the call for the Marlins. And when he told me that Team USA was interested in selecting me, I didn't hesitate to say absolutely. And I knew what the chance was of me potentially not going and playing in the big leagues this year. But this is an honor that I knew only comes once in a lifetime.
Alvarez says that the moment from Sochi he cherishes most isn't winning an Olympic medal. It's the opening ceremony. That moment signified that his ridiculous and unlikely career choices were justified.
Oh my gosh. Making it to the Olympics was one thing. Everyone always asked me, how cool was it to stand on an Olympic podium? And my answer is always the same. It was really cool. But what was even cooler was the opening ceremonies for me, because that really solidified the fact that I made it.
His second opening ceremony is probably even more memorable. After our interview, Alvarez was named one of Team USA's flag bearers because of his remarkable story. There are only 6 teams in the Olympic baseball tournament. Team USA is one of the best teams in the field. That means Alvarez is highly likely to make history. Only 5 people have ever medaled in both the summer and winter games. Alvarez would be the 6th. But Alvarez's story isn't about his big accomplishments. It's about his preposterous journey to the top of 2 completely different sports. There's nothing more mind-boggling than athletes who are elite in multiple sports. And there is nobody more mind-boggling than Eddie Alvarez. I'd like to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Rinaldo, who literally made these episodes. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman and Arjuna Ramgopal. I'd especially like to thank the Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. And I'd like to thank you for listening.